decent commercial, right? Okay. So what I'm going to do, I've got a pad here. I want to pass around and start with Kathy here. And I want you to put your name, your email and phone number, and if you're under 18, just put yes or no. Answer that question there so I can... Chronologically. I think that's the right word. So, yeah. So you're signing away your life here for a week, just so you know. No, I'm just kidding. So you should have received, if you haven't received... there's two sheets of paper that have been passing around. If you haven't got that, raise your hand. No. Yeah. No, this is just interest, if you're interested. I'm gauging interest with this. I should have said that. Thank you, John. So this, this pad that I'm passing out is, or passing around is just to gauge your interest for me, so I know how many participants we can expect, how many helpers we can expect, that kind of a thing. So I'll be in contact with each of you if you put your information on there. So in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul talks about continuously putting on the full armor of God every day. Why would you put armor on? Well, it's to protect you from the enemy, right? He's protect you from harm and things like that. But who puts on armor? Soldiers. Soldiers put on armor. And so, in essence, Paul's talking about how we are soldiers. We are to be soldiers in God's army. And so, at the Darby Creek Detachment of God's army, we have an operation. And that's a week-long operation, and we're calling it Operation 516. And this is your mission briefing. Okay, so okay. And what's the mission? Well, we know the Great Commission that Jesus has given us, and that's go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One way to do that is found in Matthew 5:16, which Greg alluded to earlier, which is shining your light, glorifying God and magnifying Him, and sharing about Him. And so that's what our goal is for this week, is to glorify Him by working for Him, serving others, sowing the seed, spreading the good news, and fellowshipping together. So that's what this week's going to be about. And I'm going to go through step by step. I've given you a detailed schedule for each day we're looking at, but we're looking at a week-long event. So the first couple of slides I want to share with you are... Oh, you've already got me going. Okay. Thank you. Keep me on time, right? Is that what your goal is? So there's three ways we're going to do this, like I alluded to a little earlier. First way is to serve. We're going to serve in our communities. Cam Comer is, and he's actually sitting right here, is helping us put together some service projects that we'll be able to participate in throughout the week. And we'll be doing those each day. We don't have those on the schedule yet. We don't have the projects determined yet, but those will be determined shortly. So keep an eye out for that. I'll keep you posted on what type of things we'll be working on throughout the week. But there'll be some projects, whether it's building or demolishing or painting or whatever. We'll be doing some work in the community. Next slide. Can I click or do you want to click? Okay, I'll click. That way I don't have to say. I'm used to saying that at work because we don't have clickers at work. So that's the next thing we can do is spread the word, spread the gospel. So one day, the first day of the week, Charlie will be giving us an evangelism workshop on how to evangelize, some tactics for that. And so we'll be learning that and then going out into the community and primarily in our community of influence over here and spreading the word. We might go to other areas. Charlie's going to help set all of that up. He's our evangelism leader for the week. And then finally, we're going to grow. And one of those ways that we do that is by growing as a community, as a church, and also reaching out to others and bringing them into our home. And so I'll talk about in the next couple of slides, we have a HOP, a House of Peace, where we'll be having neighborhood block parties is what we're calling them. So it'll be a good time. But these are the three ways that we're going to be focusing on during the week on how to serve Christ and shine our light. So here's a schedule. I've got it on the screen, but you have a more detailed version on your sheet there. But Monday through Wednesday look pretty much the same. Each morning we'll have a devotional, morning devotional, and that'll be held at the Prairie Oaks Metro Park. So we're going to kind of stay away from the church. Not that being at the church is a bad thing, but we're going to kind of try to be in the community, try to our home base, if you will, is God's green earth. We're going to be all over the place. So those mornings we're going to have workshops or devotionals, and then we'll have lunch. Kathy is helping us put together some good food for everything, so we're getting that taken care of. And then in the mid-afternoon we'll be doing our service project. So we'll go out to the site and do some work out there. Around 4 o'clock we'll break for an activity, and that could be either here at the church doing ultimate, or at the park, at the Prairie Oaks Metro Park doing some games or something, and Charlie will also be taking people out to do some evangelism at this time as well. So that'll be open for that. Then we'll have dinner for those who've been participating in the first part of the day. And then we'll have a neighborhood block party at the HOP. And this year's HOP, the House of Peace, is Damon Ely's house. Damon and Randy have opened up their home for us to come out there and have these events. And what these events look like... Oh, thank you. So there's their home. Oh man, that map is hard to see. So you can see us. There's Darby Creek up here, and just southwest is this community back in this area. I forget if there's a name of the community, but anyway, they live in that area, and they're kind of like what we would fondly call the Charlton home of this area. They're very well known in that area as that's the place to be. That's where the kids are. That's where everybody hangs out. So we're excited about that opportunity to be there. So we'll be there. If you want to go back a slide, Andy, on those block party nights. And what those block parties look like, we're going to have kind of set up like camp chairs or what do you call them, lawn chairs. Set them up and just enjoy some time of fellowship out there. We'll have refreshments. And there will be a live band for worship, so we'll have some worship session. And then there'll be a guest speaker. A live guest speaker. Yeah, he'll be living. So, we'll have a guest speaker out there. We're throwing names around. Yesterday we were meeting. We're throwing names around like Jonathan Kimball, Tom Short, John Hoppler, and then some of the others that are around our Great Commission, maybe even some others outside of the Great Commission. So we're thinking about that, trying to get those names on the list. But that's the idea for those three nights. And those nights are going to be more evangelism focused, spreading the gospel, sharing the gospel message, because the goal is to bring in the people that are in that community, to bring people to the house, to fellowship with them, to learn about them, to get to know them, and for us to get to know each other a little bit better too, away from the church. Not that the church is a bad place, but we're going to have some fun out and around. We'll come back to the church on Thursday night for a summer party. In the summer party, we're going to have water games. I'm working on getting a bouncy house, so we might have that. It'll be a good time of food and fun and just enjoying one another's company here at the church. So we'll bring everybody back to the church. And then Friday is our big day, and we're asking Friday if you guys can take work off on Friday to serve with us, to be with us. That's the day we're going to focus on everybody getting together. If you can take work off throughout the rest of the week, that's awesome. But Friday, we're really asking if you can do that. We'd love that, because we'll have a big service project. And then that evening, Damon Ely is helping us put together a camping trip here at the church. So we'll have a campfire, some s'mores, maybe some snacks and some games and stuff like that here. So that's what the week is looking like right now. And I'm going to go back to the block parties. The block parties, we would like to ask the small group leaders to help us put those on as far as refreshments go. So small groups will be kind of in charge of each day. So we'll have maybe one to two small groups in charge of Monday, and then another two, you get the idea. And that'll help account for refreshments. That'll help supplement the cost that the church is applying to this as far as food goes. So, because we want to be able to have ice cream, and we're going to have brownies, and or some sort of refreshment on those nights to kind of bring people over. So that's the idea with those. how are we getting this information out there? How are we getting? How are we letting people know about what we're doing? Because we want, the idea is to invite the community, not just to. I mean, it's good to be a part of us, but the idea is to invite others. So how are we doing this? Well, the first week of June, the first weekend, we'll have a flyer distribution, where kind of like we do for the fall festival and other activities that we have here at the church. We'll meet here at the church. I'll pass out some flyers, and then we'll go into the community and go door to door and pass them out and invite people to this event for the week. So that's the schedule. And then also, I forgot to mention, during those block parties, a form of childcare will be provided in the form of Backyard Bible Club. And Amber is working on helping us get that put up together. Amber Farazin is leading the charge there. And we'll have an opportunity, kind of like a vacation Bible school for the youngsters, those three nights. So it'll be a good interactive opportunity for them there. And you can find us on the web. Right now you can't because I haven't updated those yet. But they're going to be updated ASAP. But here's where you can find us at social media. I'll be posting updates, getting you pulsed, feeding you information through this means. I'll also be sending emails through the announcements. But this is how information will be out there. And then also every once in a while we'll have a flyer or something for you for information. So this concludes kind of my talk. What I'm going to do now is answer questions. So if you have questions, if you're concerned about what's going on, ask them now. Pastor Greg.
So yeah, just a question. Just to clarify the music and then with the person speaking and the Bible Club will be happening simultaneously at the home.
So the question is all of the music and the guest speakers, so the block party and the Backyard Bible Club will be happening at the home. Yes, that answer is correct. It's all happening there. Right. We're going to be doing most of the larger activity, which is that block party, probably in their backyard area, and then the Backyard Bible Club will be in the front yard. So maybe call it Front Yard Bible Club. But kind of keep that separation so that way the children have something to do and the parents have something to do as well. Kathy. So the question was, we've got a couple of questions here, but the question was, how are we going to know how many people to expect from Darby Creek or from the community participating in the week, during the day activities and then the block parties, and then how are the small groups expected to help? Are they going to be provided funds and things like that? So so to answer those questions, I was hoping to get some of that feel for how many people we would have participating today. So that was the idea of the interest meeting, was to get a feel for how many people were participating today. So if you know, if you guys are here and you'll have kids here or participating too, you know that, let me know so we can try to get a number of how many people we have. We're expecting around 25 right now for those during the day pieces. The evening ones are going to be a little bit more entertaining, a little bit more fun for us to try to figure out. Monday night will be the guinea pig night because I honestly don't know how many to expect, and I have not figured out a way to predict that. If somebody has an idea on how to predict that, I would be open to that. But as far as numbers go, other than distributing the flyers and handing them out, we can say, okay, we distributed 200 flyers. Can we expect? We'd probably expect a quarter of that, right? Or something like that. I don't know, maybe even less or more or whatever.
Just
Pastor?
A suggestion on that. Maybe what we could do is with the small groups is maybe suggest items that would be easy to get in large quantities without great cost, like popsicles or things like that.
So, Lex.
Lighthouse can help with large quantities of food. just getting ideas, because obviously we have to do that for demonstrate and stuff like that. So
that's true.
And I am completely on board with Kathy's how many, because preparing for 50 and then not only having like 15 is stressful.
Yeah. Yes. So those are good. I'll make sure I list those out and make sure I get that information to the small group leaders. But right, absolutely. So, and then as far as cost goes to the small groups, the idea would be that would be that kind of a donation from the group is to provide those things. So finding items that are in mass quantity for low amount, for low cost are good. So I'll be helping with that. So dog biscuits, yeah. No, that'll be up to the small group. Yeah. Exactly. So you focus on what I've already told you to focus on. Don't. So, yes. Question.
What part of Operation 516 are we going to invite our community and neighbors to? Is that just the neighborhood block party and Bible club, or are we going to invite them to the morning devotionals and projects in the morning? Or?
So the focus is to invite them to those evening events.
Okay.
That's the focus. If they want to participate, like if we have younger guys or even adults that want to participate in those activities during the day, that's awesome. But those are primarily focused for us as a church,
okay.
Those daily activities. The evening activities are what's more focused on the community.
The campfire thing, too, that we can invite neighbors to that.
Correct. Backyard Bible Club. How young are the kids going to be in Backyard Bible Club?
Just curious, like what the age
is. I am estimating kick age.
Okay.
That's what I expect. As far as younger than that, we'll have to. I haven't thought about that. That's a good thing to bring up. So what am I going to? What are we going to do with preschoolers in that time? I will. Right, as the Becca Bob Club. So that's, honestly, that is something that I did not think about. So I will have to figure that out.
Most vacation Bible schools are K-5.
Right.
Just so you know.
Right, they're kindergarten to fifth grade. So that's like that's close to our kick age. So that's where we'll be focusing. But if we need preschool child care, we'll figure that out. That's something we're going to account for. What's that?
Velcro wall.
I might be able to get one. Are there any other questions? Okay, so my next question for you then is, after what I've told you today, do you feel confident that you know what we're going to be doing during the week? Because I want you guys to be aware of what we will be doing during the week. I want to make sure I'm communicating correctly. So is that, the bobblehead says yes. Okay, awesome. All right. Yes. Right. So the question was, am I going to be, as time allows, am I going to be posting a more detailed schedule than the one that was given today? The answer is yes. So I have a group, I have a team that we have together that have been helping get this plan together. And for them, I'll be putting together what I'm calling a 15-minute schedule. So every 15 minutes, I'll know exactly what we're planning on doing. Now, something may come up to where we have to, you know, deal with that. So we got rain. So that's the other thing is rain. If it's raining or storming or something, the outdoor events that we have planned for the evenings will probably be held here at the church. So I'll book the church for the entire week just to make sure that we're safe for that. But as far as the schedule goes, I'll have a more detailed schedule that's really extremely detailed, so that way I can, if you want that, I can provide that. I'm not going to hand that out to everybody, but that'll be primarily the team and anybody else who wants to help participate and be a helper in a sense. I'll have that. And then when we have the information on where the projects are going to be, I'll be able to accurately pinpoint what times we expect to be where based off of driving and things like that. I'll be able to add all that in too. So, yes. So the question was, do any of our sister churches have something like this, this scale of an activity? And the answer is yes. I'm seeing shaking heads back here. I honestly don't know the scope. Right. And so that's kind of what we're doing. So the answer, one of the answers was Linworth does something similar to this every other year with respect to LT. And so this is kind of what we're doing. So, yeah, so this...
As far as, like, predicting, how to plan and...
For those, they register, so they know... Well, I don't know about when they go in the Appalachian, but the family sports thing, you have to register to pay a fee. And everything, so, I think there's going to be a crapshoot on the nights. Just from my experience, I'd say if you took whatever you know from people that are participating from Darby Creek, add in what Randy and Damon know about their neighborhood, and then do a fraction of that, I'd say that's probably about the best you could do.
Right.
Unless you're going to register for the Bible Club or something like that, or whatever. I mean, that's my guess.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah. So you guys are aware, this is the second time we've done this. This 2 years ago was our first time. So this is second biannual, is that right? Or biennial? I can't remember what the word is. But anyway, every 2 years. Thank you. I'm trying to be smart up here, and I'm not, so obviously. So, yeah, we do this every 2 years. So keep in the back of your minds as we're going through this, as we go through this process, some things for feedback when we meet. We'll meet a month after we're done in July and kind of rehash, how did this all work out? How did that compare to the last time we did this, and how can we make this better? So that's what we're going to be working on, too, and focusing on, because we want to do this every other year. This is something we want to do with respect to LT. We go to LT 1 year, we focus on this 1 year. So that's the idea. So we're in the baby process. But this is fun. So are there any other questions? So if you feel like you would be up for helping, you'd be able to up for participating in the projects that we talked about on during the daily projects and things like that, if you're up for, taking off work or doing that, let me know, because we can use your help during the week. Right now, it's me and a couple other people, but I don't know. Like I said, we're working on gauging the interest from everyone. But if you're interested in participating and not just being a helper, let me know. I'll put that on the list. So, okay. So, Cam, do you like to speak to that?
There'll be some light construction. One of the projects that I'm considering for the big project is there'll be some light construction, quite a bit of yard cleanup, gutter cleaning. It's a low pitch roof. We did that last 516. We did the
we will have a safety officer. So as I experienced last time we did this, we're going to need a safety officer. So, well, there will be someone patrolling to make sure that we're safe. So.
At least when you got hurt.
That's right.
You
know.
Nick decided to grab a shard of glass. I mean.
So,
yeah, right.
So that was a good question, Cindy. Thank you. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Good. I don't want to know.
You guys that are helping, I know Kathy and you and Amber, whoever else, I don't know who's on your team, all on your team, but thank you guys for helping organize your different areas.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So. Okay, cool. Well, I think I've almost kept you to half an hour, so I stayed within my limits. So enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for sticking around, and I'll be in contact with you.
Yeah.